the second most popular American book today on Scribble.
Welcome to Scribble, 30 minutes of conversation, comments, and reviews on reading and writing, editing, publishing, and selling books. I'm Roald Tweet.
And I'm Don Wooten. Outlander is a literary phenomenon, and Debbie Ford helped make it one. We'll meet her on Scribble. Deb, you have a lot to answer for.
Oh, dear.
I mean, you single-handedly pushed Outlander past the great work of the last century, Lord of the Rings.
I'd like to think I had a little hand in it. When I knew we got past Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, I thought, oh, my gosh, we're in like Flynn, but Mockingbird beat us out.
I should explain, this is the PBS Great American Read, and people were entitled to vote. However, I dealt with it honestly. I voted once.
Oh, dear.
No. Well, maybe twice because I couldn't remember if I'd voted or not.
They specifically said you could vote as often as you wanted to vote.
That's un-American.
No. At any rate, let's start with that appearance on television. How did here's a young woman from Orion. You know, which is not large as far as towns go, out in the middle of the Illinois prairie, right. And suddenly you're an important part of the Great American Read.
Well, it was easy how it happened, interestingly enough. When PBS started airing The Great American Read in May, I watched it and thought it was terribly interesting. I enjoy books. And throughout the summer, I voted. And then all of a sudden, one day on their Facebook page, up popped a question. Have any of the books on the list of the 100 dramatically changed your life? Well, gee, it certainly has changed my life. And so I jotted off a couple paragraphs. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, they got back to me and asked me about 20 questions. And I had to fill them out in great detail. I did that. And then they did a phone interview with me. And a few weeks later, they wanted to know if they could come film in Orion. And I said, well, sure, I'm in this deep. Why not? So five people came from New York and filmed for an entire day. And then it aired on October 23rd. It was pretty exciting.
I must say, neither of us have read Outlander.
Oh, dear.
So, I mean, you're going to have to justify this.
Well, it's a wonderful story, wonderful characters that you get to know and love, and they become part of your family and become part of your life. There are 8 books currently out. A 9th one is being written, and the author, Diana Gabaldone, says there's a 10th one in the series to finish it. So we've still got many more years of reading pleasure ahead of us.
What in heaven's name is it about?
A woman in the 1940s at the end of World War II is on her second honeymoon, and she and her husband are in Scotland, and they visit a set of standing stones. There are a lot of standing stones in actuality in Scotland, and they visit standing stones, and she accidentally leans against one at the right time and falls through time, and she steps back 200 years, and she wakes up and finds herself 200 years ago and in Scotland. And at that time, there was a lot of war and a lot of mayhem going on, and she was captured and ended up living with these families and, of course, fell in love and lived with the Jamie for a while.
And then so it doesn't take place in this country.
It does not. Not the first two books. The first two books take place in Scotland. Mm-hmm. But the first book, what we're talking about probably is Outlander, and that is in Scotland in the mid-1700s.
My goodness. And this, I understand you not only enjoy the book, but you are an agitator. You have a...
I'm a promoter.
You have a soiree going on, what, every 2 years or something?
Yes, I do. I host a convention called Through the Stones. And obviously taken from the books, she stepped through the stones. And so that was the name of my convention. I created it in my mind in 2013. wrote to the author, Diana Gabaldon, asked her if she would be interested in getting on board. She and her publishers, Random House, said, yes, we like this idea. And in 2014, I held my first convention. It's a lot of work, and so I only do it every other year. So I had one again in 16, and I'll have one again now coming up here November 30th and December 1st, 2018.
And it's attended by people from all over the world.
Absolutely. I have people coming in from all over the world. This year I have people registered from Lebanon, from New Zealand, from Canada, and 37 states.
Do they come to Orion?
They do not come to Orion. It takes place at the River Center in Davenport. There's only two places in the area that are even big enough to do what I do, because in addition to just going in and having a meal and talking about Outlander, we do classes. We have lots of entertainment going on. It's a two-day event, and I need a lot of space for that.
Is we a committee?
Well, we is mostly myself and my two sisters. I have also seven or eight others that helped me put this on. I couldn't do it alone. I need a lot of staff. But it's my idea and my brainchild, and I'm the one that sits and does all the paperwork for 9 months and gets it all put together, hires the teachers, and does all the social media work. And then my sisters help me with it. And they're my confidants. They're the ones who I talk to when I'm frustrated or need some
assistance. You are an audacious person. You know that.
Well, it happened. It came about. I had this idea, and I thought, well, maybe there's something like I want to attend and out there in the world somewhere. And I went on the internet, and there wasn't. And so I thought, well, I'll just do it. And so I did.
So there are no other Outlander conferences?
There are Outlander fan cons. Mostly they're what I would call a meet and greet, where you stand in line and you meet the person and then you take a picture and you're on your way. Mine is much more immersive than that. I have on Friday afternoon, we will have classes all afternoon.
Classes. What would a class be?
A class would be perhaps whiskey tasting. And everything has to directly relate back to the books. They drank a lot of whiskey in Scotland in the 1700s. So there will be whiskey tasting. There will be acupuncture, because acupuncture is an important part of the story. We've had classes on broom making. There will be just all kinds of things that directly relate back to the book. My attendees choose which classes they want to attend. This year, it's my third convention, so we're more into the third book. So we're moving into Jamaica. There'll be a rum tasting class. There's just all kinds of things go on.
This sounds unusually convivial for a literary convention.
You have an awfully good time. And so then on Friday evening, we'll have a huge trivia contest. And the trivia contest completely covers only the books. There is a television series out on Starz called Outlander, and it's taken from the books. But we don't mix the two at our convention, at our trivia contest. It's the books. And so we'll have a big trivia contest. And then Saturday morning, we'll have all of our food throughout the weekend, too, is themed toward Outlander. Like, we'll have Saturday morning brunch will be the same things that you would eat in Scotland in the 1700s. We'll have bannocks and eggs and sausage.
You're just haggis making an appearance.
Haggis won't make an appearance. Haggis made an appearance in 2014. I try and change it out.
I regret that I cannot attend.
It's not the best tasting stuff to me in the world, but there are many people that do enjoy it. The meals are all themed toward Outlander menus, and everything that you do for 2 days has to directly relate back to these books.
Boy, that's how would you characterize that? I'm looking for an adjective here.
Well, it's unique, and there isn't anything else like this anywhere in the world. And so they flock to the Midwest to do this, and I'm happy that they do.
Mike, you say the third book moves to Jamaica.
Yes.
How far afield does your heroine go in the course of 10 books?
She ends up in America, in colonial America during the Revolutionary War. In book four, takes a lot of place in North Carolina. And then they settle in the mountains of the Carolinas at a place called Fraser's Ridge, which is fictional, but it's in the mountains of the Carolinas. And they live there then for the next many years and many books.
I don't know. I mean, Deb, do you have a life outside of this book?
Yeah,
I do.
How much of the of your year does this take to?
I would say that for 9 solid months, I work on it every day solidly. Maybe not 8 hours a day, but right now I'm at it 8 hours a day or more. But for 9 solid months, and that's why I only do this every other year. I'm a florist by trade. I own my own business. But I'm in my sunset years of my career, and so I don't actively seek out weddings any longer and things like that. So I've got the time to do it. I have a husband who supports me. He'll do whatever I say. If I say, go pick up such and such, he'll go and pick it up for me. And
so is there a keynote speaker then, too?
I will. I'll have 3 keynote speakers. As I mentioned earlier, there is a television series called Outlander. And so my first keynote will be Ron D. Moore. He is the executive producer of Outlander. And he also is an Emmy Award winner for things like, you may have heard of Battlestar Galactica or Star Wars.
Yeah,
he's
right.
been involved in those projects. My second keynote speaker, his name is Terry Dreschbach. She is the costume designer for Outlander. She, too, is an Emmy Award winner for things like Carnival, which was out many years ago. But she was nominated for 2 Emmys for Outlander in the last couple of years. And my third keynote is Ed Spaliers. Ed is from London. He's an actor and producer. He has played in programs like Aragon and Beowulf. And most notably, that most of us will recognize, Downton Abbey. He played Jimmy on Downton Abbey.
Wow.
So he'll be my third keynote.
So where does the money come for?
It's personally funded. I do this myself.
But people must pay to come
yes,
to the conference.
Yes, it's a ticketed event, yes.
Yeah.
When I originally had conceived of the idea, I told my husband and my sons, I said, I really want to do this. But it has the potential to be really big, or it has the potential to lose a whole lot of money. And so my husband said, well, it's only money. It's something you want to do, go for it. And my oldest son said, Mom, quit doing stuff for everybody and do it for yourself. And so I did. And it's been wildly successful. It's great
how
fun.
How many people will come to it?
I will have about 450 attendees there.
Unbelievable.
I like her husband because I've always believed it's only money. Don't
right.
worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Dan's a great guy and just said, go for it. And so we did.
450 people come. I mean, the Convention and Visitors Bureau must love you.
They're quite happy. I won an award from them in 2016 for how many heads in beds I brought to the community. Yeah, I won an award from the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I don't know. Roll, why don't you do this?
Because it makes me tired just listening to Deb talk about it. Fortunately, there are people around that are enthusiastic enough to... I'm just amazed, though, and people hear about it how?
Social media, mainly. I couldn't have this convention without social media. People in New Zealand, how are they going to hear about
right.
this convention? How are people in Wyoming going to hear about it? You know, there's got to be some wide-range format in that social media. Facebook and Twitter mainly is what I use. And just get the word out there. And there are a lot of Outlander fans in this world. Diana has sold 28 million books worldwide.
Wow.
It's not just a United States phenomenon. It's everywhere.
Wow. How did we miss this tweet?
Yeah. What do you think makes this book so successful? Obviously, it is, not just to you, but to the fact that it came in number 2 on this list. And on the number 1, I mean, let's go through the top 5, which the number 1 is To Kill a Mockingbird. And that's, I think, because not only is it a good book, but so many kids have had that in school.
Right. It's a, you know, it's a 40-year-old book.
But then
that
in comes
read.
Number 2, The Outlander.
Yeah.
And then number 3 is Harry Potter, right? And that you can understand because that's gotten. And then number 4 is Pride and Prejudice.
What?
Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. And then number 5 is Lord of the Rings.
The Austenites cannot be slowed down.
Well, you know,
they too have conventions and
yes,
celebrate yeah, Jane Austen.
Yeah,
yes.
And particularly Pride and Prejudice. But I have to tell you a story, Deb. I was talking to my son, knowing we were going to record you today. And he's a game designer, and he said, "Yeah, I've read The Outlander," and I was talking to him about how come Pride and Prejudice got on this list of essentially fantasy and. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other worldly experiences. And he said, Outlander's about this girl, and she goes back in time, and she falls in love, and and her husband's a little stubborn, and she needs to learn, and he needs. And I says, sounds like you're describing Pride and Prejudice. He said, that's right. You know, that's what all of these things share, right?
I think the Outlander love comes in that they're talking about people that we recognize. We recognize these characters in ourselves.
Yeah.
And they're talking about families. And this is a marriage that lasts over decades, and, you know, and a love that lasts over decades. And, you know, it just appeals to people.
And when is this this conference coming up?
The conference is coming up. It will be held November 30th and December 1st.
And there will be publicity in the local papers so that...
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there will be. I mean, wow.
Yeah, that's that is just amazing.
The majority of the tickets are already sold. I mean, most of them sold June 15th when I first opened up. Most of them are sold already. I do still have about 2 to 3 dozen left, but most of them are gone.
So there's a limit on.
Oh, there's certainly a limit, and the reason there is a limit is because every single one of my attendees will have the opportunity to meet and greet each one of the celebrities, and that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You know, they go through a line.
Keep in contact with each other by blogs and Facebook and things like during the
our
rest
attendees.
Of it.
Oh my goodness, yes. We have an attendee page that we update. I update all the time. Tell them what's going on in my life. If it's not convention year, if it's convention year, we talk about convention. People are talking about costumes. There'll be a big costume ball on Saturday night, and people will come in. They'll be wearing everything from a 1750s Paris beautiful gowns to a 1945 a nurse with blood and guts on her. There will be a pelican in attendance because there's a pelican very important to our story. So it's a wonderful experience, and not everyone comes in costume, but nearly everyone, and it's great fun.
So of these 450 people, how many will be returnees?
At least half.
Wow. Really?
At least half, probably more.
New Zealand is a ways
it's
away.
It's a long ways away, yes.
Do you have people coming from other far distant places?
I had a lady signed up from Lebanon. I have them coming from Canada and 37 states.
That's a lot.
Isn't that amazing?
That is. Over 7 years, the Genesee Skill drew people from 38 states, right. But it took us 7 years to do it.
Is this series one that's holding up?
Oh, my goodness, yes. The first book came out in, I think, forgive me, I don't know the year, I think it was 92. It was the early 90s. And then about every 5 or 6 years, she comes out with another one. She does so much research. It's extremely historically accurate. And so there's a lot of research involved in making sure that that's accurate. And so she spends about 5 years or more writing one before the next one comes out. And so we hold our breaths and wait.
Is there any kind of a publication that your group does that... You know, do these lectures get published anywhere?
No. These are all in-house. These are all mostly local people that I have. I have a man coming from Western Iowa who will talk about the joys of wild mushrooms because they used a lot of wild mushrooms in those days. They're all local people. And it's all in-house.
Realistically, how long do you think this will hold up?
The Outlander phenomenon or my convention?
Both.
My convention will last as long as I hold out. I've already got plans in place for 2020. I kind of have some ideas and some things we want to do. So hopefully I'll have another year in me. But I'm, you know, not 25 anymore either. And so it takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort to do this. And so I don't know. But I expect there'll probably be at least one more from me. As far as the fandom for Outlander, it's going to last a while because the television series continues to come out every other year with another series. Her books continue. And then once she said she's done with the 10th book in our series, which we won't see for another 6 years or more, she plans on writing some spinoffs of some of the characters that we know and love from the first books.
My, that's amazing. I had a friend who wrote historical novels, and her research was so good that the series was used in a class in England somewhere.
Wonderful.
Yeah. She, her Dame Frives was the public nun at this place back in the days when Empress Maud was fighting for control of England and so on. She put out almost 20 books, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, oddly enough, they're written here, but they're more popular in England than in this country.
And these books that take place in Scotland are much more popular here in the U.S. than they are in England. I've been to Scotland, and it's interesting. You talk with the Scottish people, and they either kind of, poo-poo it, or they've never heard of it.
Right.
That's odd how that happened.
Well, that's like going to Salzburg, Austria, and talking about The Sound of Music.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
We don't appreciate what's in our own backyard.
Have there been other books in your reading experience that have hit you like this?
Not quite like this. I mean, there's other books that I love. I love to read. I've read a lot of books in 60 years. I mean, you know, if you're a book lover, you do. But this is the one that I knew that I wanted to go further with, and I knew that it was possible to go further with. I knew that the fandom was there. When I originally had the idea, this was before the television series was even out, but I knew it was coming, and I knew it was going to get bigger, and so I wanted to be in on the ground floor of that.
My. Well, you had your moment on PBS, I must say.
I did. It was fun.
That should bring additional.
It did. It brought a lot of attention. Yeah. I had one woman phone me from Fulton, Illinois, who is an avid reader, a book club member for 40 years, and they're all avid readers. And she said they were so shocked. They'd never heard of Outlander. Where in the world did this book come from? And so we chatted for quite a long time, and she's reading the books now, and she enjoys them a lot. She's coming to the convention. I've been invited to speak at her book club next March about Outlander.
So, do you do other speaking engagements?
I've done some. Yeah. I've done it at some of our local library and things like that. I've done some over at Barnes & Noble. I do things like that. But, you know, it's on a pretty small scale around this area.
Was that person Barb Mask?
Yes, it was. Don, you know Barb.
No, I've spoken at her book club, too.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person, but you're right, an avid reader.
Yeah, interesting.
And, oh, yeah.
Small world.
The minute you said an avid reader,
Fulton
Book Club, I thought, that's got to be Barb Mask.
Yep, it is. It is.
Oh, very good. So she's attending.
Yes, she is.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. Well, I must say, you have, I won't say you created a monster, but you've certainly given yourself a lot to do.
Yeah, I have.
It's
great fun, though. It's a passion that I have, and it's great fun. My people... My attendees, I call them my extended family, and they truly are my Through the Stones family. We stay in touch with each other. We talk. We wish each other happy birthdays. I mean, these are people I care about, and they care about me. And it's very nice. It's extended my family. There's no question.
As Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss.
Yes.
Right.
And I guess you have.
I have. I've been lucky enough to be able to do that.
Well, that is terrific. Are we going to have to read this book, Roel?
I'm going to have to read it. Yeah, yeah. My son said he thought it was worth a read.
Yeah, it's
I know you're angry because it replaced Lord of the Rings. Should be up at the
well,
top, right?
And oddly enough, I'm not all that upset that To Kill a Mockingbird beat Lord of the Rings, because To Kill a Mockingbird is a great American novel. I'll concede that.
But if Outlander had to lose, it was a good book to lose,
right.
too.
Well, wait a minute. Stephen Colbert would talk to you about Lord of the Rings.
And I would be happy to talk with him.
Well, I thought that Great American Read was really a very interesting experiment.
It was fun.
The books on that list were really, you know, they weren't. It didn't say the greatest books ever written, the most popular.
Yeah, it was The Great American Read.
The Great American Read. And it stuck to that.
I hope they continue with it and do another version of it. I don't know how they would manage it, but it was fun. And they had their own website. I mean, they had their own Facebook page.
Yeah.
And people, it reminded us again of how important it is to read and brought to the forefront books that we'd never thought of or never, you know, I've got this list on my desk, and every once in a while I'll look at it and think, okay, I should read another one. And so it's brought books to the attention that we haven't thought about for a while.
Yeah, I must say reading is a way of knowing that cannot be replicated in any other way.
Yep.
When you watch television, you watch it. This won't sound flattering, but you watch it with a vacant mind.
Yes, it's true.
The stuff pours in. I know when I was doing documentaries, it distressed me as I looked at things and thought about it that you could get more information on a single printed page than I could convey in 30 minutes of television. And yet people would come away thinking that they had absorbed this, but if you talk to them, no, not really.
It's true.
They were left with an impression. But reading, you recreate all of that in your mind.
Yes. Yes.
In a very fixed way.
I'll tell you something interesting, though, Don. I've never actually read one of the books. However, I have listened to them all on Audible at least 6 or 8 times.
Oh.
And every single time I listen to them, I hear something new. And people in the Outlander fan world know that you're gonna read more the next time. You're going to hear more the third time. You're going to pick up something else the fourth time. And there are many, many people who have read these books many, many times. And I personally don't have the time to sit and read. I don't want to take the time out of my day to do that. So I listen when I'm driving in the car or when I'm working in a working on my flowers. I can have the book going.
Well, I've read Lord of the Rings 8 times total.
Yeah, see? You're an addict, too, for something. Yeah.
Well, the first time I raced through it as fast as I could go and immediately sat down and read it slowly.
Yeah.
And then I read it every year for the next 4 years.
Yep.
And then I read it a couple of times after that.
Now, when Diana's next book comes out, which is supposed to be in 2020, everybody almost will read the series again and we'll get all caught up again in preparation for the new book.
Well, I think that's important. Even I've discovered in detective stories, if you get a character who changes from year to year, you should start with the first book.
Right, start
and then
over.
Go all the way up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, do you think there's any other book coming along that will cause you to catch fire like this?
Oh, gee. You know, I actually made a list one day. Okay, now, if I wanted to do this convention, what other authors might I be able to? Stephen King came to mind. Yeah, I have a whole list. But I honestly don't think that at this point in my life, I think one every other year is just enough. It's just right.
And tires me out to listen to all. Unbelievable.
Have you already picked the speakers for next 2020?
You know what? I have. I know exactly who I want for my first keynote. I know exactly who I want. I'm not going to share that, obviously, at this point. But I know if I do it again in 2020, I know who I'm going after. Yes.
Well, you know, how hard is it to secure someone that you go after?
You know, that's interesting, too. It's not always that easy finding these people. When I started looking for Terry Dreschbach, who is a costume designer, she doesn't have an agent listed out there on the website somewhere. And so I started stalking her on Twitter. And every time she would post something, I would say, Terry, I want to hire you to work for me. Email me. And I'd put on my email. And she ignored me for many, many tweets. And so weeks later, finally one day I said, Terry, talk to me. And she said, all right, what do you want to know? And so I gave her just a tiny bit of information. And she said, okay, let's take this to a private forum and we'll talk. And we did via email. And that's how that one started. Some people have agents, easy to find. You get a hold of their agent. You never talk to the person until they arrive on the plane in Moline.
Right.
But, you know, it's fun. It's a challenge always.
Well, I must say, you can still get tickets for this, can't you?
Yes, I still have between 2 and 3 dozen tickets left, yes.
Have you ever done a session on 18th century Scottish flowers?
I have not, no.
Well,
I'm
why
not?
Not?
I'll
a
tell
florist.
You why. I've got a lot going on that day. I don't have time to teach any classes. But they have to be important to the books. And yes, there is a forget-me-not that's terribly important to the story, but I want things that are important to the books.
Well, I must not forget that we're out of time. But
oh, dear.
Thank you very much, Deb.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow.
It's been a delight.
The Outlander, a real winner. And that's it for now. Roll Tweet, and I'll be back next week for another session of Scribble.